Hello, and welcome to Kids Story Room. My name is Gwynnie, and it's good to be back in the studio. Today's story is about a young boy who really, really doesn't like his name and is desperate to be called something else. We came up with this story idea on a family holiday recently. It had a forest genie in it, and I love genies. Family holidays are fun, and coming up with stories are fun too. We hope you enjoy this one.
Berticulus Babblebrook by Anna Stain. In a village called Meadowbrook, at the edge of a wild and mysterious forest, there lived a young boy called Berticulus Babblebrook. Berticulus Babblebrook was a lively, spirited child with a great love of animals and people and of his village. Life for Berticulus was really rather wonderful. But there was just one problem. Berticulus Babblebrook really didn't like his name, especially when people giggled when they heard it. In fact, he despised his name with every fibre of his being, so much so that all the other things he loved very much lost their shine a little. And even though he loved his family and his village and the beautiful meadow and forest near which he lived, his dislike of his name became the only thing he could think about. Berticulus longed to be called something simple, like Jack or Peter or Matthew. He had asked his parents numerous times, "Why did you call me Berticulus?" "We thought it suited you." "Well, it doesn't suit me. I hate it." "It's a lovely name, darling. It was your great-great-grandfather's name. He was a great warrior of this place and protected the village from invaders. You should be proud to have his name." "Ah, well, can you just call me Bert then?" raged Berticulus. "No, that would not have the same ring to it," said Berticulus's dad. "And why Babblebrook? I mean, we live in Meadowbrook. Why is our surname Babblebrook? It's ridiculous." "We were one of the first families to live here," said his mum. "Our surname comes from the stream that winds through this place and babbles away, telling us of the seasons and stories from beyond the forest. It is a great name." "It's a stupid name," cried Berticulus. "Stupid, stupid, stupid." And he ran from the house in a fury, not for the first time, and went and sat down beside the babbling brook in a grump. Berticulus didn't notice the dappled light on the water as the sun twinkled through the big oak tree. He didn't notice the curious fish swimming around a ball someone had accidentally dropped in the stream. He didn't notice the big, burly storm clouds crowding the horizon beyond the forest. He didn't even notice his friends calling to him from the other side to come and play. All Berticulus could think about was his name. Berticulus the Ridiculous. He knew that's what they called him. He was sure of it. Well, that's how he felt anyway. There was an old legend about the forest beside the village of Meadowbrook. The legend said that deep in the forest, within one of the thousands of trees, there lived a genie. If anyone could find the genie, they would be granted one wish. No one really knew if this genie truly existed or was only the stuff of legends. As Berticulus Babblebrook sat by the stream and mulled angrily over his name, he imagined a world in which he discovered this genie and used his one wish to change his name to something much more suitable, like Jack Jones or something. Berticulus's thoughts about finding this genie became more and more excited. He could see his future, and it looked much better than his current situation. Berticulus stood up and dusted the fresh moss from his bottom. he was resolved. He was going to venture into the forest, find the genie, and change his name. Berticulus Babblebrook hadn't entered the forest on his own before. It was surprisingly dark as he left the sunny edges of the fields and began to wend his way in amongst the trees. A wind had arisen, and the branches of the trees groaned a little as they bent under the pressure of the breeze, the leaves rustling, whispering, crackling. Berticulus wasn't scared, though. He was determined. As he marched on deeper and deeper into the forest, he started calling out for the genie. "Excuse me, genie? Hello, genie? Genie?" There was no answer but the wind, which was really starting to pick up now. The leaves were no longer rustling but whooshing, and the branches moaned deeper under the weight of the wind's pressure. "That's strange," thought Berticulus. "It wasn't this windy before." He looked up, searching for a patch of sky through the trees. The sky had turned dark and gloomy. Berticulus felt a little shudder go through him. He felt cold. It had been warm beside the stream, and now suddenly there was a deep chill in the air. Surely it wasn't just the shade of the forest. Something was afoot. A storm must be brewing. As the wind grew ever stronger, Berticulus had to hold onto the trunks of the groaning trees to stop himself stumbling against the wind. "I think I'd probably better go home," Berticulus thought. But the thought of going through one more day being called Berticulus Babblebrook was too much. And with one more gigantuan yell, he called into the wind for the genie. The wind picked up his voice and carried it through the forest. The sound of his call bounced from tree to tree and was heard from leaf tip to root and carried deep into the very heart of the forest. The ground beneath Berticulus's feet trembled. Berticulus's knees wobbled and he sank to the ground, clinging tightly to the trunk of a swaying ponderosa pine. The wind was violent now, and Berticulus was really feeling frightened. He wasn't sure he could get home in this wind. It felt as though the forest could be ripped out of the ground at any second. And rain had begun to fall. Even through the canopy of the trees, Berticulus could feel big, cold drops of rain pelting onto him. And just as Berticulus closed his eyes in defeat against the wind and pelting rain, he felt a warmth, like morning summer sunshine, envelop his hands, still clinging to the tree trunk. A feeling of calm spread through Berticulus, and he opened his eyes to see a tall figure, bathed in light, sitting on the other side of the tree. The figure was neither human nor animal, but somewhere in between. It had legs like a human, wings like a bird, a body like a human but covered in shimmering scales instead of skin or fur. Its head was shaped like a dragon from a storybook, and it had horns like a goat. It was golden, like the sun, and warm, so warm. Berticulus felt his body relax in the presence of this being, and a sense of peace wash over him. "Hello, Berticulus Babblebrook," said the being. "Hello," said Berticulus in wonder. "Are you the genie?"
"I am. My name is Swashbounting Bucklefronds."
"I beg your pardon?" asked Berticulus, taken aback.
"Swashbounting Bucklefronds," repeated the genie. "You called me, and I am now at your service. You may have one wish. Any wish. What will it be?"
"Oh, well, I want to change my name."
"Your name?"
"Yes.
I really can't bear being called Berticulus Babblebrook, and I want to change it to something like Jack. Jack Jones, maybe. The name coming out of Berticulus's mouth didn't sound so striking now, in the presence of this magnificent genie. It had sounded so good before. Now it seemed sort of silly. Or maybe Benjamin Jackson? Or Lucas Pilkington? Or Finnegan Babblebrook? I guess I could keep my surname. I don't know, just something else. I hate my name.
Oh, said the genie. That is unfortunate.
Why? Why is it unfortunate? I don't have to like my name. Just because you're called Swashbuckling Bounty Frond or whatever your name is, I don't want a ridiculous name too.
Ah, said the genie. No, I like my name. Swashbounting Buckle Fronds. It's mine. But that's not why I think your wish might be unfortunate.
Well, why then? Shouted Berticulus Babblebrook. He was feeling very frustrated.
The storm, whispered Swashbounting Buckle Fronds, and her voice radiated light deep into the forest as she spoke. Berticulus looked away from the brilliance of the genie and followed her gaze into the trees. Berticulus, protected for the moment in the radiance of Swashbounting Buckle Fronds, had forgotten about the wind and the rain. Now, as he peered through the trees, he could see several trees had been ripped from the ground and were crashing down to the forest floor, their great root systems heaving from the earth and hurling chunks of mud high into the air.
What is happening? Asked Berticulus.
The eye of the storm is coming, Berticulus. Cyclone is ripping apart these woods, and in no less than a minute it will be tearing through your village too. Everything you love is about to be torn asunder by the storm. There is nothing anyone can do to stop it. Come and see, said the genie, and Berticulus felt himself being lifted through the air. He was being carried by the aura of Swashbounting. It was a lovely feeling, floating up into the air in a warm and nurturing orb. All the way up through the tangle of branches and through the dense canopy of leaves they floated, until half of the genie's golden orb protruded above the forest roof. Up here, the wind was vicious, howling, vengeful. If Berticulus hadn't been protected by Swashbounting, he would have been ripped through the air and sent flailing through the sky. Luckily, Swashbounting seemed able to steady the air close about her, and from this safe haven, Berticulus could see out over the trees to the land beyond, to his village. The people of his village seemed tiny from way up here, but even so, Berticulus could see they were in panic. They were running helter-skelter, trying to hammer down wind-racked pieces of fence and house. There was a desperation in their movements that deeply unsettled Berticulus. He'd never seen the people of his community behaving in such a desperate way. They kept looking up toward the forest and covering their faces as they did so. Berticulus turned away from his village to the far side of the forest to see what it was they were so troubled by. And there it was, a tower of storm, so dark and dense, moving steadily toward the forest and the village. Even within the magical orb, Berticulus could feel the might of this spinning, terrible storm. It reached from the ground, far and away up into the sky, and it was moving fast, too fast for anyone to get out of its way. Berticulus looked up into the glittering eyes of Swashbounting Buckle Fronds. He saw fear flickering in the great golden orbs. This was her home too, this precious place, this magical, mysterious forest.
his village with its meadows and flowers and babbling brook. His family, his friends, and all the people of his village. They would all be destroyed, everything he loved ripped apart. As tears filled his eyes, Berticulus Babblebrook looked into the sad eyes of swashbounding Buckle Fronds and yelled, "I wish to save this precious place from the storm." And in the blink of an eye, Berticulus and Swashbounting were sitting once more on the forest floor. Berticulus could feel the wind retreating to a gentle, caressing breeze. Through the trees, Berticulus could see the storm clouds dissolving into wisps that wafted away up into the atmosphere. The rain eased, and the mud around them sloshed and scooped, sliding into the holes left behind from the already fallen trees. A fresh calm settled about the forest. Dappled sunlight danced once more through the trees. Birds returned to their chirruping, and there was warmth in the air once more. Berticulus looked up at Swashbounting. "Thank you," he said, as the genie began to slowly fade back into the forest air. "Thank you, Berticulus Babblebrook," murmured the genie. And as she faded beyond the trees, Berticulus could have sworn she said, "I really love your name." It could have been that, or she could have said, "That was a really fun game." But it hadn't been that much fun, actually. The threat of losing everything he loved and held dear. So he assumed it was the first option. As Berticulus began to walk back through the trees to his village, he realized he felt different. Something about him felt lighter, happier, more free. He had come into this forest to change his name, to forge a new identity for himself. However, he was leaving the forest with the very same name, Berticulus Babblebrook. There was no escaping it now. But Berticulus realized that his name didn't make him who he was. His actions made him who he was, and he knew that he would choose to save the people and the place he loved every single time. What did it matter if people laughed at his name? In fact, he realized with a start, he was actually very attached to his name. His mum and dad were right. It was his great-great-grandfather's name, and he had been a protector of this place. It was something to be proud of. When Berticulus reached the edge of the forest, he looked out over his home. The sun was shining across Meadowbrook. The stream was sparkling in the late afternoon light, and the people and animals were milling around outside their houses, marvelling at how suddenly the terrible storm that had been about to destroy their homes had mysteriously abated. Berticulus ran to his parents, who wrapped him up in the biggest hug. "We were so worried about you," they said. "The storm was coming and we couldn't find you, and we thought..." "I'm okay," said Berticulus. "I love you both very much." "And one more thing," said Berticulus, as he stood looking out over the village with his mum and dad. "Thank you for calling me Berticulus. I actually... really love my name now." "Well, thank goodness for that," said his parents. "We were going to ask you if you'd like us to change it to Sam or Tom or Pat." "What?" said Berticulus. "Absolutely no way. I am Berticulus Babblebrook from Meadowbrook, and I reckon that is as good as it gets." And arm in arm with his mum and dad, they walked down to the babbling brook to sit in the evening sunshine and watch the dragonflies dancing on the water.